1. Why visit Wisconsin? If there's one way to describe Wisconsin's environment, it is community. We know our seasons can be harsh, so we make the best of it with unique events to bring the community together. You can walk down any street of any town or city, and strangers will smile and say hello. You can sit at any bar or pub, and you'll always make a new friend. When you visit Wisconsin, you won't feel like someone just passing through. You'll feel like you've become one of our gigantic, Midwestern, humble family. You may be miles away from home, but Wisconsin is one of the most comfortable places to visit. 2. When to visit Wisconsin. We have dreamy summers and whiteout winters, so it depends on if you prefer warm weather or an Arctic vacation. From June through February, there is a vast list of things to do in the Great Badger State. I suppose the most important question to ask yourself before visiting Wisconsin would be, are you an outdoorsy person? To have a true Wisconsin experience is to get outdoors. Summers offer endless boating and lake fun on the Great Lakes and small lakes, hiking among the glacier trails, bluffs, and gorges, and camping in the many mystical state and national parks. Autumn is bathed in an array of vibrant colors to discover during a tranquil Sunday drive, hundreds of orchards and farms to go apple and berry picking, and endless fairs and festivals to exploit Wisconsin's culture and history. The activities don't slow down in the winter, you just need to dress for the weather. Miles of snowmobile trails to explore, cozy cabins along ski hills, and lakes to host ice fishing jamborees. In short, there is no wrong time to visit Wisconsin. You just have to figure out which season fulfills your traveling goals best. 12. Weekender's Food Guide. If you want to live like a true Wisconsinite, if only for a few days, the weekend is the time to do it. From Friday through Sunday, Wisconsin has a weekend menu of its very own, starting with the well-known Friday fish fry, going to the Saturday prime rib special, and ending with a Bloody Mary Sunday fun day. All 3 days are essential to getting your Wisconsin taste buds salivating. 21. Farmers markets. One of my favorite ways to get locally sourced produce and foods is through our numerous Wisconsin farmers markets. Some are larger than others, the largest being the Dane County Farmers Market located in Madison, Wisconsin. However, you will drive by countless more intimate farmers markets in smaller passing villages and towns, no matter what direction you go. There are farmers markets going on most days of the week during all seasons. 31. Eat like a 1930s gangster. The Wisconsin North Woods was a commonly used hideout for the gangsters of Chicago during Prohibition. The quiet, secluded environment was perfect for doing business in secret, transporting illegal hooch, slang for alcohol, and storing ammo. Big names like Al Capone, John Dillinger, and Babyface Nelson found quaint safe houses when they were on the run from the FBI, one of which is called Little Bohemia Lodge, located in Manitowish Rivers. You can count the bullet holes that pierced Little Bo during a botched FBI raid in 1934 when the resort was hosting 10 mobsters. Instead of gunning down the felons, they accidentally targeted innocent diners, allowing the real gangsters to slip away. Little Bohemia Lodge now showcases forgotten belongings from the incident throughout the supper club, including clothing and a machine gun. The ambience is the perfect Prohibition-era stage and was used during the movie Public Enemies, starring Johnny Depp.